Good evening. This is Circe again with another Brat Time story. Tonight I'm reading a story I wrote called Celebrating the Winter Holidays in Europe as a Child. I wrote it at a writer's workshop in 2017. I hope you enjoy it. My Childhood Christmas Memories. I was born in France and grew up in Germany. My DOD teacher parents brought me home from the hospital on Christmas Day. I was 3 days old. The first holiday memory I've been given is that because it was one of the coldest Decembers on record, my crib was put up in the warmest room of the house, the living room. And the Christmas tree promptly toppled on my crib. Luckily, neither I nor the tree were damaged. Christmas remains one of my favorite times of year, and I'm sure the holiday presents play a role in these childhood memories. The Christmas season is very different in Europe than it is in the States. The first holiday event in the German Christmas season is on November 11th, which is St. Martin's Day. In elementary school, our German teachers would show us how to construct paper lanterns, which is customary in celebrating St. Martin. We'd parade through the hallways with our lanterns lit with real candles, singing Laterne, Laterne, Sonne, Mond und Sterne. Then we'd go back and have cookies and juice in the classroom. We always got a real pine Advent wreath, carefully selected at the local outdoor market. Some years, we would have red candles. Some years, we'd have purple and pink. On December 1st, I'd start the countdown to Christmas by opening up a window in my Advent calendar. Each day there'd be a new picture on a piece of chocolate behind the door, and I loved hunting down the corresponding day's number. December 5th, I'd join children all across Germany in putting out my shoe in hopes that St. Nicholas would leave me candy and some small toys. On December 6th, I'd hop out of bed early and look out in the hall in delight in the chocolate Santas, tangerines, small toys, and an occasional switch I'd find in my shoe. At school, our supply man would dress like St. Nicholas and come into each classroom wearing his long red cape and carrying a big bag filled with man-shaped bread rolls. In Karlsruhe's Marktplatz, the Christkindlesmarkt would set up with hundreds of wonderful market stalls filled with decorated gingerbread hearts, wooden ornaments, toys, and other great items. The PX on post would convert dedicated space to Toyland, and we children delighted in seeing all the latest toys from the States. These toys were different than those that the German store sold, and I dreamed of Barbies and a large ballerina doll which twirled around on her toes. We often shopped at the French PX and Economat, the French commissary, in Karlsruhe. And one year, I was about 10, there was a gigantic stuffed bear on display. He was as tall as I was, and he wore pink overalls. I say he, but maybe he was really a she. I wanted that bear, but I had already asked for a bicycle. It was agonizing. My father, ever logical, asked me which I'd choose and why, since I could only have one. I vacillated back and forth, back and forth. The bear was more fun, but the bicycle was more practical. So in the end, with a heavy heart, I told him I would take the bicycle. On Christmas morning, when I went out to the living room, not only did I have the bicycle, but my beloved bear was sitting on the seat, feet on the handlebars. I guess my dad liked my thoughtful and logical reasoning and rewarded me by giving me both. Because our schools had long winter breaks, we frequently traveled. One year, over Christmas break, we were in London, where, for my birthday, my parents picked out a beautiful doll in a white, long, lacy christening gown from the famous London toy store. I named her Sally, and I thought she was the most beautiful doll in the entire world. She had short blonde hair, big blue eyes that opened and closed. She had a longer than she was, white gown of lace, and she had a lace bonnet. Back in the hotel, she slept on the pillow next to me, and as I prepared to get her ready to go down to breakfast, horror upon horrors, her arm fell off. What a disaster! I was unconsolable, especially when it was obvious my dad couldn't fix her. Back to the toy store, where a very nice, attentive store clerk assured me that Sally would go to the doll hospital and be right as rain very quickly. And she was. That night, we walked through the foggy, snowy streets of London to see the latest Christmas Carol movie. Coming back, I held my parents' hands tight as we walked by the rows of houses with their enormous door knockers. I was still a little traumatized by Sally's near-death experience and the film, which still manages to freak me out to this day. Another year, we were in the Italian medieval city of Orvieto, and as we walked the dark ancient cobbled streets, I hummed "O Little Town of Bethlehem" out loud. The streets were illuminated by the overhanging strings of white Christmas lights and the moon above. Walking by houses that probably had been in these families for generations, I felt very much like we were actually in Bethlehem. To this day, I can visualize the cold, frosty night, the dark, ancient houses shuttered against the night, the brightly decorated stores around the square, and the white lights crisscrossing the ancient streets. It really felt like a holy Christmas. When I was in middle school, my parents bought a tiny one-bedroom condo in Argelès-sur-Mer in southern France. It was a beach town not too far from Spain, and we spent our winter breaks there, traipsing through churches, museums, and historic villages. One thing I remember from that region is that vendors sold clay dolls dressed in Basque clothes and also elaborate creches with clay figures. Each year I'd buy a few more pieces to add to my starter set. They were not cheap. One year, when I was in high school, friends of my parents, the Davises, drove down to visit. Mrs. Davis was an elegant woman, and she was very thoughtful and kind to me. She brought me a large Christmas stocking stuffed full of individually, beautifully wrapped presents, all very girly, and nothing that I'd ever have bought myself. As I unwrapped each tiny package, I felt like a princess. There were tiny tins of lip balm, small sachets filled with lavender, and little holly hobby items. So much lace and ribbon. I still have one of the sachets, and even though it doesn't smell like lavender anymore, I hang it on my tree every year. That year, we ate Christmas dinner with a French family in their Esso gas station, and the grandmother served huge pans of paella, and we ate and drank for hours. The gas station was open for business, so the men of the family served customers right through the meal. As always in France, the lavish dinner consisted of multiple courses and many bottles of wine, and ended with a gigantic bûche de Noël, the traditional Yule log sponge cake covered with piles of chocolate cream. One year, our housekeeper, Frau Menzel, took me on the Sonntagsbummler, a mystery train trip, and we ended up in Nuremberg at the Christkindl market. It was the Karlsruhe Christmas market on steroids. Hundreds and hundreds of vendors, music and food stands, crowds of people. We ate currywurst and French fries with ketchup and mayonnaise, and Frau Menzel had a Glühwein before we headed back to Karlsruhe on the train. While in college, Bill, my boyfriend and now my husband, and I spent Christmas in Fez, Morocco, as we backpacked from Munich down to Agadir and back. We'd met up with two Norwegian kids on the way, and we all celebrated Christmas eating couscous and drinking tea in a scruffy cafe. The next year, on December 22, 1981, Bill and I got married, and I spent my last Christmas as a teenager in Bonn, Germany, surrounded by my new family. My childhood was over. So, I have always loved Christmas, and I've always made wonderful Christmas memories for our kids. As a military family, we moved a lot. We spent Christmases all over the world. We were in Puerto Rico, in Germany, in New Mexico for many years, Alabama, South Carolina, and I hope my kids, when they have their own family, will treasure those Christmases that they had when they were little and share their memories with their own families. Thank you for listening. I wish you a good night.